Hi, this is Rusty Williams with New Jersey Hypnosis Training. And this audio recording is a hypnosis session, if you will. And because it is a hypnosis session, we need to at least get that caveat out there that we've mentioned before. And that is that because this is going to allow your mind to go wherever your mind wants to go, it's going to allow you to kind of focus inward. You would never listen to this while you're driving, while you're operating any kind of machinery, while your attention is needed elsewhere. Basically, all the things that are put on the sides of those little prescription bottles, right? Don't use this when you're driving. Don't use this when you're operating machinery. And I'll add, don't use this when your mind, when your attention is needed someplace else. And we're titling this recording Radical Acceptance. Accepting something that we find distasteful, accepting things that we really don't want to accept. And it's being recorded during a time of what people are saying is a critical phase of this COVID-19 disease, this coronavirus, where everyone is really going into a place of shelter in place, if you will. And my hopes in recording this is that it allows all of us to release some of the angst, let go of some of the uncertainty, some of the doubt, some of the fear, and replace it with a sense of calm, a place of understanding, and a place of acceptance so that we can better take care of ourselves and better take care of our loved ones. So go ahead and find a comfortable place where you can sit or recline or even lie down. It could be a chair, it could be a recliner, a sofa. It could be your bed. Find a place where you can rest comfortably, where you have some quietness around you. Perfect. And you know, one of the first things to understand about hypnosis is that hypnosis is a completely normal state of mind. Like how you feel when you are about to fall asleep at night, or when you first wake up in the morning, or those times when you're daydreaming or really focused and absorbed in something, like a movie, a good book, or even times with someone close to you. So you can just relax now as you get comfortably settled in wherever you are resting. And understand that hypnosis is simply a name we give this state of mind, where the unconscious part of the mind is open to receive and share information with you. And it's in the unconscious where creativity is and memories are stored, where imagination lies, and where learning takes place. And most people find it's easiest to imagine with the eyes closed. So go ahead, and whenever you are ready, take in a nice deep breath, hold that breath for just a moment, and as you exhale, as you let it out, just let those eyes close on down. Go ahead and just close your eyes now. And today you can simply allow yourself to imagine, to pretend, and yeah, to even daydream a little. All you have to do today is to imagine that you're hypnotized. I'm not really going to hypnotize you. In fact, I never actually hypnotize anyone. I simply guide people through a process where they can choose to either experience it by doing or experience it by listening. And so it really doesn't matter if you go into hypnosis. And maybe you're wondering if it's possible for you to be hypnotized. And that's perfectly okay. All you have to do to experience change, and that's really what this is about, it's going through the process of what hypnosis would feel like if you could be hypnotized. And even though you may not be sure if it is possible to experience hypnosis, you do know how to relax. What it would be like if you relax. And so by doing what you already know how to do and begin to relax the muscles of the body, let the shoulders drop, let the arms go limp, relax the jaw, and notice how you can even relax the muscles in your forehead. Yeah, notice that you really can relax those tiny muscles in your forehead. And as you relax the muscles in your body, notice how even though you're not hypnotized, your breathing has already become calmer. Your heart rate is more smooth and regular. And even though you're not hypnotized, it feels really good to simply let go of any stress and tension. And even though you may not be sure if you can experience hypnosis, you do know that breathing deeply helps you relax even further. So take in a deep breath, hold that breath for just a moment, and as you exhale now, notice that with that breath, you can double that sensation of relaxation, whatever that means to you. And in truth, a person doesn't actually have to be hypnotized in order to benefit from hypnosis. All they have to do is follow the process, because the magic is in learning something new rather than being in a certain state of mind. And so just continue to imagine what it would feel like to enter into hypnosis. Simply enjoying the creative process of wondering what it would be hypnotized and what that would feel like. And allow yourself, as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, to continue experiencing what it would be like to be hypnotized if you were. And perhaps you're even wondering to yourself, is it possible that I could be hypnotized? One way to find out is to focus on the eyes and focusing your relaxation in and around the muscles of the eyelids, finding them completely relaxed, just like the rest of the body. In fact, you can make your eyelids so relaxed that you can imagine that they just won't work. The only way they can work is to bring tension to them. That's the way the muscles in the eyelids work. That's the way all muscles work. The only way for a muscle to work is to bring tension to it. But you want to experience relaxation, not tension. And as long as you hold on to that relaxation, they just won't work. As long as you decide, because you're always in control, to hold on to that relaxation, those eyelids will just stay so relaxed that they just won't work. So go ahead and focus that relaxation. Allow them to become heavy. And when you've convinced yourself, I can't do this for you, when you've convinced yourself that you've got them so relaxed that they just won't work, when you know you've got it, go ahead and test them. Prove to yourself that you really can make them just not work. Great, and you can stop testing them now. Restore that relaxation, and now send that relaxation that you've created, send that all the way down your body, like a wave of relaxation cascading, like a water flow, a waterfall, if you will, of relaxation flowing from the top of your scalp. Just send it, let it flow all the way down to the tips of your toes. That's right. And this is what it could feel like to be hypnotized. And it really doesn't matter whether you go into hypnosis quickly or whether you go into hypnosis slowly. And relaxing even further, just letting every muscle in the body become extremely heavy with relaxation. Completely relaxed. All the way down. And notice how you can deepen that relaxation even further as I count down from the number 5. As 5, noticing how the sensation of your breathing can make you feel more relaxed. 4, listening to my voice and my words, or paying attention to the space between these words. It just does the work for you. 3, the way your body feels there, feeling heavy or light or nothing at all. You choose. This is your relaxation. 2, take this brief bit of silence to become deeply relaxed, as deeply relaxed as you want to be now. The number 1, every breath you let go of does the work for you, deeper and more relaxed with each breath. And the deeper you relax, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. And 0, there you are. That's perfect, that's right. It feels good, doesn't it? And I know you're going to enjoy this feeling, because finding a way to access the part of the mind where deep thought lies and learning takes place is easy for a person like you. Isn't that right? Maybe you're interested in how the mind works. Perhaps you're able to be your own hypnotist, enjoying this experience that you've created. It might be that you have a sense of satisfaction knowing that you possess these skills. So maybe focus on your hands now. You might focus on the left hand, that one being the right choice, or on the right hand, leaving only one left, and notice how they feel. While people often feel various sensations, a warmth or even a tingling sensation as they relax deeply, it's not uncommon to notice no change. And as you relax deeper and deeper, notice how you feel perfectly still. And you can focus on those hands, either the right or the left, or even your feet. Perhaps even noticing the way your feet feel at the end of your legs. Noticing the weight of the left foot, the weight of the right foot. A sensation I wonder if you've paid attention to before. And as you experience hypnosis, you may or may not notice a number of varying sensations. Perhaps you'll only experience this process. Anything is okay. This is your time. You are in control. And as you become deeply relaxed as you yourself decide to be, notice what's different now. And now, in this brief bit of silence, just spend a moment enjoying this state of mind. Daydream a little. Again, you are in control. That's right. Even noticing whatever it is you're resting on now, notice how that supports you. Notice how it reminds you that you're safe. You're comfortable. Maybe even noticing where whatever you're resting on feels very strong in certain parts of your body, and as if it's not even there where it touches other parts of your body. And all the while, every breath you exhale, every breath you let go of, just brings you to a deeper sense of calm, a deeper sense of peace, a deeper sense of relaxation. There you go. And if you remember, in the beginning of this, I said we titled this Radical Acceptance. So let's, before we go any further, let's break down that idea of radical acceptance. And I'm going to read the definitions of both words, of radical and acceptance. So here's radical. The definition of radical is very different from the usual or tradition, favoring extreme changes in existing views, habits, conditions, or institutions. And the definition of acceptance, the quality or state of being accepted or acceptable. Now, it's important to understand that acceptance doesn't mean you like something. Acceptance doesn't mean that you endure something, and acceptance doesn't mean that you hope something happens to others. Acceptance simply means that you are at a point where you can lay something out, look at it, and see that it exists, even if you don't like it, and then move on from it. That's what acceptance is all about. The paradox of acceptance is that acceptance gives us a sense of freedom. So then we can feel a sense of freedom. You know, in life we can't avoid pain, but we can avoid suffering. Suffering often occurs because we fail to accept. And so a big part of healing, emotional and spiritual healing, is to accept the things that we want to find unacceptable. When I was diagnosed with a tumor in my spinal cord 10 years ago, I was in a lot of pain. And I realized that I would now have certain limitations, and that really angered me. And it brought a sense of fear, feelings of uncertainty, feelings of doubt, and even feelings of resentment. And you see, these emotions were all relational frames. They were emotions that I attached to that pain, that physical pain that I was in. And it was the attaching of those emotions that created suffering. By attaching those emotions to my pain, I created suffering. But once I was able to learn acceptance, radical acceptance of my situation, I found freedom. I was able to find freedom from it. The process of acceptance brings freedom. And it's the same way with our reactions. Our reaction or reactivity is attached to whatever emotions we have with whatever is bothering us, to whatever emotions are attached to this situation we find ourselves in. And when we accept this time as being something that just happened without any control, that's when we'll find freedom from any kind of reactivity to it. The paradox is that when something is accepted as just being what it is, that is to simply accept it as just being what it is, it no longer holds any power. Isn't that right? When we accept a situation as just being what it is, it no longer holds any power. Any type of feeling or emotion, such as anger, fear, uncertainty, doubt, or even resentment, become unimportant when accepted. Those feelings become unimportant, can't they? And when something becomes unimportant, it becomes just what it is. It's something experienced rather than something I fight or something I hate or something I'm restricted by or obsessed with. And I can find freedom from that suffering. You know, when you think about it, happiness would suck in life if there was no sadness, because we wouldn't know what happiness is. Security wouldn't feel what it feels like if we had no sense of fear to put it into perspective. And many people learn to accept that difficult times and experiences are a path of the journey of any valued path. Difficulty and pain can't be avoided if one wants a truly meaningful life. And in acceptance, we give those things no power to control us. Those things become the pathway of being a full human being where we can imagine participating fully in life. That's right. So allow yourself now to imagine sitting at a conference room table, just you. See yourself as if looking through a window, seeing you sitting at a table in a nice, safe, and comfortable conference room. And imagine lying out in front of you on that table is that which has been so distressing to you, or that which you've been unable to change, or that which has caused you fear, or doubt, or worry, or even pain. There you are, watching you, simply seeing it, looking at it, and observing it. Go ahead and note every feeling about it that that person has. That person doesn't have to stop being angry. They don't have to stop being fearful. They don't have to stop being doubtful. And they don't have to stop being resentful. But notice how they don't allow themselves to become immersed in those feelings either. Just simply making note of them. Letting them come, letting them go. And looking, observing, seeing that which is so distressing to that person simply in front of them. Maybe it's the way others have acted. Maybe it's words they said. Maybe it's the unknown or not having or not being able to do those things for a while. It could even be words or actions that should have been shared with them but weren't. And take some time now to simply observe it. See that person observing it, noting that it is there. They don't have to like it, endorse it, or ever want it to happen again. But simply observe it and notice how that person allows themselves to be with it. Noting that in acceptance of its presence, they find freedom from any type of suffering. And notice how that person is able to feel that sense of freedom. And you can imagine to feel what that feels like now. By accepting it, they've taken away any power or control that it once had. And by simply observing it from now on, not attaching any emotion to it, they've created freedom. They were able to create freedom from reacting to it in any way. It no longer has a negative association to it. It just simply is. That's right. It's simply sitting there on that desk in that conference room. And there you are, watching you just observe it with neutrality. And maybe now you're aware of the positive way this will help you. In the same way that you change the idea that anger, fear, uncertainty, doubt, or resentment couldn't be released into something positive, you were able to change the way you see this whole process of what's been bothering you. It is simply there. And when you accept it radically, you are free. You've set yourself free from any control it's had on you in the past. Let's go through that again. This time, sit down at that table and imagine there you are. Take some time now, and in the privacy of your own mind, simply observe it. Lying on that table is that which has been distressing you. Remembering that you don't have to like it, endorse it, or want it to ever happen again, but simply observe it and allow yourself to be in that moment. Understanding that in acceptance of its presence, you find freedom from your suffering. Do that now while I'm quiet, for you are in control. And remember the paradox of acceptance. The paradox of acceptance is that acceptance gives us a sense of freedom. Acceptance allows you to feel that sense of freedom. And you are worthy and deserving to be free of that, which has been distressing you so that you can truly be the person you choose to be. That's right. And now becoming even more aware of all you've experienced. Absorbing it all as you become absorbed in that knowing feeling of success. Realizing just how easy it is to create freedom and peace of mind. And as you notice that, notice what difference that makes. Having that, looking forward to that time and place coming up in the future where you'll have an opportunity to explore with that difference. And Notice what it is that you notice. And as you notice that now, what could be different for you in those situations? Take some time to consider that and notice that now. That's right. Knowing that what your mind has been creating, your mind can change. And your mind is already moving differently now. So go to that place where you have created this result, as if you can feel the success now, and become aware of those things you will have done to get there. Because when you create this result, you can pretend you're pretending. And now, stop pretending. And you can enjoy being consciously surprised by how comfortably detached you feel each time. And you can listen to your own inner cheerleader, that self-talk that is now only positive and affirming. And you can connect with your relaxed confidence even more deeply each time that you do. And for now, it's time to prepare to begin to come back to the here and now. As you notice the position of your body and the sensation of what you're resting on again. Looking forward to feeling refreshed and alert. And in a moment, just a moment from now, you can begin to drift back to the here and now, feeling so refreshed and energized all throughout that body and mind, recharged and looking forward to the rest of the day. Getting ready to come back to the everyday world now. And you can bring this freedom, this wellness and this peace with you as you prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of calm and peace and freedom within you, coming back refreshed and alert. That's right. And then whenever you are ready, you can just have a nice stretch, open those eyes, let those eyes open, all the way open, and feeling really good, feeling great. And you do feel great. Don't you?
New Jersey Hypnosis Training. Realize your emerging potential.